settled for $20,000 in monetary value, and the general contractor did not do any work to the homeowner. When the first homeowner contacted the district attorney's office, they had no record of either case. After numerous calls to the district attorney's office, a visit to the FM Police Department, he informed that the fraud investigation typically had for police department. The district attorney had no record of either the best home or for cases. Please note, both of the initial findings in the case number. Please note that the Bethlehem Police Department I someone who, you know, has been before the heart more than 3 or 4 times, I can't fairly tell you how professional that is. And Fred Bonsall and her basically represented the essence of the heart. So it is beyond my wildest imagination why she would have been in this sense. Other than that, speculation, but they didn't, she was probably not recommending the paradigm of the 19th century home on Broad Street, the first thing in the report. So, political, the heart should not be a political body, but it's still a philosophy to move forward with the question.
Memorandum from Laura Collins, Director of the Department of Community and Economic Development, requesting that a public hearing be scheduled by council to discuss and consider the allocation plan associated with the strategic plan to address homelessness. And this subject is joint committee meeting held earlier this evening, at which time any recommendations and implementation were presented. And as part of the comprehensive approach to provide necessary short-term services to those who are homeless and have found in the area they have out of region. Involves funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Emergency Rescue Plan Program.
I will accept the motion and accept it because the public hearing on November 1st, 2022, to consider the allocation plan associated with the strategic plan to address homelessness. Second. Will you call it off?
Dr. Enos?
Aye.
Ms. Kasek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Ms. Smith?
Aye. The motion passes 6-0. The public hearing has been scheduled for November 1st, 2022. Communication 6B.
Communication with the attached resolution from Edward Boxola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources. Recommending a contract with Trigo Central LLC, transportation disposal of toxins, biosolids, and wastewater treatment plant, gun control, sites operated by the contractor, and approved by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. Estimated annual cost of the contract is $532,750 for each of the guaranteed 2 years, 2023 and 2024, of the contract. There is an option for 3 additional 1-year extensions for 2025 to 2027.
Thank you,
nobody would notice.
Nobody would
notice.
But we did.
Are we trying to add a council agenda that includes the budget meeting?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay, is that coming soon?
I could actually, I might send it to you, do you know?
I think I did send down on the calendar.
You know what?
I just noticed that you're not in here.
That's correct. I have a conversation with Judy, and I think, you want to write me out?
No, I mean, I think, I mean, other.
Okay. I was gonna say, off the top of my head, if you wanted them right now, I could do it.
No, that's okay.
Okay. I wondered that myself, as they say, and Judy said we traditionally send them out separately.